This is Allie Marshall talking to Sam Bathrick, percussionist and producer for Brooklyn's Mamarazzi. The band plays Bel Share on Saturday, July 30th at 2:15 on the Haywood Street stage. Tracks on this podcast include So Bobo and Seeds from the album Be Wilderness. You all really incorporate so many different styles and elements. I was wondering, when you play a live show, if you kind of pull out certain aspects of the sound, or you know, what can we expect to hear at Bel Share?
We're kind of cultivating that organized chaos in all of our live shows, just bouncing between a lot of different sounds. We have our foundation, or about a number of members of our group have traveled and studied in parts of Africa, especially West Africa, which is where we get sort of a influence of highlights and Afrobeat. Highlights especially is something that we haven't seen a lot of bands playing here. I mean, Afrobeat is big, especially in Brooklyn, but highlights is something we're really into that we're excited to play. And
What does that mean?
And then highlight music is... I don't want to act as a historian when I'm not one, but from Ghana and other places in West Africa, it's a guitar style and kind of a musical style that originally came out of big bands, I think early 1900s, but it's a particular kind of guitar music that we're really into. That's kind of influenced. We do a couple covers, and it's also influenced a lot of what we do in my life. But so that's sort of happening. And at the same time, we have a lot of guys have a background in jazz, and then we have an MC, so we're bringing hip hop in. And then there's just we're kind of when we write songs, it's often very collaborative in the truest sense of the word, and that can be chaotic and frustrating, because what we end up doing is writing three or four songs and then sort of smashing them all together, and they become these sort of epic journeys that we hold on for the ride for. But I don't know, I'm just rambling, but there's definitely a lot going on in our live shows, but we really try to build them intentionally. And we have some of the highlights is really beautiful and kind of bittersweet, and you sort of, it's dance music, but it's kind of, it's almost like sway music. And then we'll slowly pick it up with Afrobeat, and we usually finish with some of our heavier sort of funk and hip-hop stuff. Of the band has really been, we spent a long time being just an instrumental band, and all of our expression was through these compositions that we made that were, that are sort of like, that we're creating together. And then when Tavy came into the band, it really opened it up for us, because she's such a great communicator, and she's able to really bring a crowd in a different kind of way. But at the same time, she's a percussionist, and she's on stage with us. When she's not rhyming, she's a part of the band. And that actually goes all the way back to Wesleyan, because we were all in the same West African music program at Wesleyan. So she came in knowing, you know, knowing a lot of the rhythms and having a sense, obviously, as an MC of how to be a percussionist. So that's really, I mean, I feel like you've been talking about the evolution of the band, having KV come in, which has really been, in the past year and a half, has really opened us up, because she is, you know, she's a modern sound, but she's so organic, she's so natural on stage, and she really fits in with what we're doing. And as that set changes from, you know, high life and Afrobeat and moves into funk, you know, that's kind of a natural progression already, because that's already sort of, those musical styles have been mixed together, and there's no sort of beginning or end in terms of where high life and funk begin and end, and then where funk and hip-hop begin and end, it's also sort of a blurry line. So she, you know, in many ways, just sits right in the pocket when, towards the end of a show, when she gets on the microphone and she's just so powerful and poetic, it really takes us to the next level.
Defines me, right along with my dad and my mommy. They design me, study and refine me. The hood made me grimy in my rhyming. No matter where I am and whying, the city made me gritty with my timing. Everybody's on a meter grinding, nickel and diming. We all know a hustle for surviving, thriving, trying, selling, buying. People happy, people sad, people dying. People hurt, people mad, people crying. People good, people bad.
How do you prepare for a deal with, like, playing an outdoor festival, like, the way it's been this summer when it's 90 degrees and
yeah,
you have to get up there and, like, really move around?
Well, we're a band that really moves around on stage. That's, like, always been our thing, is that we bring the energy that we want to, you know, receive and that we're hoping to pass on to an audience. So, yeah, I mean, I think we're, like, our sound is made for the outdoors. It's kind of like drums themselves are sort of really made to be played outdoors, and so I think we're most comfortable when we get out into the open air. And yeah, I guess we'll just sweat into our microphones.
Well, everyone else will be sweating right along with you. So as far as you're talking about the organic sound and what you just said about the drums being made for the outdoors and everything, that makes a lot of sense to me, but I'm just thinking about that in the urban environment, because you're based in Brooklyn, right?
Yeah, we're based in Brooklyn.
So is there ever any, does that ever feel like in conflict, being like in the city and then performing this really organic music, or does it work?
Well, I mean, the great thing about Brooklyn is, there's sort of a home for everything. I mean, there's a huge Afrobeat scene in Brooklyn that's been pioneered by bands like Buddha's Band. And, you know, so in a way, some of that has been paved for us, where people really are interested in music that has some of these African and Latin influences. And, you know, Brooklyn and New York are microcosms of the world. And so what we try to do more is, you know, I mean, it's sort of like people are ready. People go to shows in Brooklyn to hear something new and to have a new experience. And we're sort of bringing something familiar with touching on Afrobeat and funk, obviously. But we're also trying to do something new. And, you know, people don't expect that we're going to have an MC, because we'll start a show with something really slow and melodic and beautiful. And it's like by the time we finish, we've gone all these different places. So if anything to be heard here, it's about doing something new and different and keeping people on their toes.
Internally, come on, truth be told, we're still on the blocks being bought and sold. Yeah, we getting paid, but hearts turn cold. Humility lost, ego getting bold. Integrity being put on hold. We biting at the bait, it's glitter and gold. Avoiding the fact we ain't got no power. Very hard to swallow, cause it tastes so sour. Like the truth about the two towers.